We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Aleph. Boyer Lahu, in the middle of Sugya of Mashkin, that we read yesterday from the Torah, a lot of different psukim about Mashkin, and one of the sugyas we were talking about is Mesadrin Lebachoyev. That means that when you take a Mashkin from a Lebachoyev, do you leave him the basics to live with, and or do you just sell off all his Nechosim after 30 days, like Avshim Emil says. So, Boilu, Maoshi is Sadru Bebalchayv. Are you Mesadr Bebalchayv to make sure he has the basics? Mi Goma, Micha, Micha, Merchin. Do we learn out Micha, Micha from Erechin? Because by Leiva Malva it says, Vichi Yomu Chachicha Moti Yadi Imach. And Gavi Erechin it says, Ve'im Machu. It says that Lashem Mach. So we learn out Micha, Micha from Erechin to Leiva Malva, that is didn't Mesadr. Now you can ask me, we just learned the whole sugya about Mesadr. What's the more Shaila? So the Ramban speaks out. The Shaila is, who's the halacha like? Is the halacha like the Tanakama? Or like a Shulman Gamil? Like we explained really in the Mishnah, it's really machlaikas. Tanakama holds you are Mesadrin. And therefore we keep on giving back every day the Machresha and at night the Kar, the Kesses. Mashiach of Shulman Gamil says after 30 days you sell it. So the question is, who are you paskin like? The paskin of Shulman Gamil that says you don't say Mesadrin, or you paskin like Tanakama holds Mesadrin and you learn out Micha Micha of American. Toshima, the Shalach Ravin Beigarte. Ravin sent a Shaila in a Igaris. Dovazah, Sha'alti, Lechol Rabbeisa. He said, this Shaila I asked all my Rabbeim. Lomli Dova. This Shaila, if Mesadrin Lebalchoiv, I asked all my Rabbeim, they didn't answer me. But I could learn out from a different Shaila how they held. Baram, Kachois Shaila. This was a Shaila that we did ask. Ha'imer, Harealai Monol by the Gabayas. That means, till now we talked about Erechin. Erechin is someone who says, Erech ploini alai. And there he pays a set amount, like it says in the Torah and Parashat B'chukosai. Then you have the sugya of Balchoyev. What about Hektish? A guy says, I'm going to give $100 to Hektish, the Bedek Abayis. And then Maisi, he doesn't have too much money. Do they leave him the basics, or they take the whole $100 from him? Maoshi Yisadru. That was the question that Ravin asked that he asked Rabbeim, and Rabbeim answered it. Ha'imah re'lai manal v'gabayis, Maoshi Yisadru, Rav Yaakov Ashmei de Rapoda. They answered, Kavachim Balchoiv. So there's a Kavachim Balchoiv. Uma Balchoiv, Shemachzirim, Madach Balchoiv, which has a din that you could take the mashkin, but you give it back. There's the machzirin. Ein Mesadrin, there's no din Mesadrin. Hektish, Shemachzirim, but Hektish, there's no din. You don't find any din machzirim there that you give back a mashkin every day. So, of course, the halach will be is Shem Mesadrin. Hektish, Shem Machzirim, ain't din Shem Mesadrin? Of course, you're not Mesadrin. So one man the Yomah says that by Hektish is no Mesadrin, and how do we know it? From a Kavachayim of Balchayim. Clearly, from this answer, we're still in the middle of the answer, but you see from this part of the answer, clearly, that Balchayim does not have it in Mesadrin, because learning out Hektish from Balchayim. Rabbi Yechon argues about Hektish. Rabbi Yechon Amar, the Pasuk says, Neder be'erkecho, the Pasuk says, Da'av b'nei Yisrael matleim ishki yafli neder be'erkecho nefashos l'Hashem, and Neder, you refer to a regular Neder of Hektish, and Erkecho is Erechin. So now the Erech Be'erchok, Siv Ma'erechim Mesadrin, Av Hektish Mesadrin. Just like Arachim has the Mesadrin, same thing by Hektish Mesadrin. So Rabbi Yechon argues, holds the Hekish to Erkecha. V'idoch, what is the other man the Yomo? The first man the Yomo holds that there's a Kavachayim and there's no Mesadrin by Hektish. What does he do with this Hekish of Nedda Be'erchecha? V'idoch, Ahul Nidom Bechvoidah Hudasa. Ma'erechim Nidom Bechvoidah, Av Hektish Nidom Bechvoidah. What does Nidom Bechvoidah mean? Nidom Bechvoidah means that by Erechin, you look at, let's say he didn't say the whole entire person, Erech Ploini Lai. He just said, I want to makabel the Erech of that person's heart, of Reuven's heart. So Allah is by Erechin, if you say Reuven's heart, then you give him the whole value, because that's a Dova Shana Shoma Tluyaboy. That's something that his life depends on. Mashenkin, if you say on Erechin, Erech Reuven's hand, you don't have to give anything. That's Allah, because his hand is not never stuli by. So nidam kvoide means you look at every organ, every limb, and you dan it be kvoide, what it's worth. So, huh? By erechin, you give nothing. It's the case, yeah. But by hektish, you also have nidam kvoide, but be different din. The din will be by hektish that you'll give how much the value is if an eved is missing a hand, or with a hand, or without a hand, you'll figure out the value of a hand. But the bottom line is, but if it's a heart, then it'll be the whole guf. So it's nidim mechvoida means that like Rashi says, aver nidon lefi chvoidai shemar shon tluy by nois nekulai. So that's what you use the pasuk for neder berkha teach us that just like the Erechin has din nidum b'chvoidai. The same thing is by Hekdesh, we have a din of nidum b'chvoidai.
And you give nothing for an
hand
also?
No, you won't. Just nidum b'chvoidai means you add up the value by itself, but you won't give nothing because Hekdesh is different than Erechin. You don't need shalom atluy by the, you could shatz up there by itself. But there is a kasha that they're showing to mask. Is that L'chaira, why don't you say in Hekdesh L'mechza? Once you mask him as a Hekdesh, you got it in the Chayda, why don't you say it's a Hekdesh, you got it in Sadrin also? I'm not the answer. Here you have a Kavachayimer the other way. So the Kavachayimer knocks out that there's no Dim Sadrin. What do you use the Hekdesh for? We use it for that. That's how you learn the Gemara, that the Pshat that Nidim Chayda means, because here you have a Kavachayimer going the other way. So that's the Gemara Vayta. But from this story, you see that we paskin that by Bachayiv, you don't say Mesadrin. Now, once we have all these facts, then we're trying to make kavachayim in different ways. Why don't we make a din mesadim b'avachayim from a kavachayim from erichin? So, like we say, b'avachayim doesn't have micha micha. He doesn't have a kabbalah for the gzera shava of micha micha of mach mach. We don't have that gzera shava. But I'll tell you about kavachayim. Ma erichin she'im achzirim. By erichin, there's no din that when you take a mashkin to make sure he pays, that you have to give it back. Every, you know, the beged yoyim by day and the beged laya by night, you don't have that din. And still is the mesadrin. Ma'arechan shemachzirin mesadrin, ba'choyv shemachzirin, ain't a din shemesadrin. On Makor, Pasuk says, by erechim v'machu me'erkecha, v'amid of ne'akoyin. Machu is a mit, hu v'loy ba'choyv. That's why we don't say kavachayim, because you have a special mit that says that there's no din of mesadrin ba'choyv v'idach. The other man the yama holds that you do say Mesadrin. And who is that man the Yama? Like, look at the first wide line of Rashi. V'idach tana kama demastisim d'oma Mesadrin l'bachoy. D'ktoni imes eina machz yarshav haloi machz loylam. So that's tana kama. Who, what does he do with the pasuk in Machu? It's a miyat, a Mesadrin. V'idach hai achuhu b'makusay b'matchilosay atzayfay. That then teaches us that in order to have the heter of Mesadrin by Erechin, you have to be mach, you have to be poor from beginning to end. But if someone, when he made the neder, was poor, and then he became rich before they came to evaluate him, then he has to, then he know the Mesadrin. You have to mach metchila ve'atzayf. Huh? Yeah. Zotim v'ravayta. V'yachziru behekdesh. Now, it's another kavachayim in a different way now. V'yachziru behekdesh. Why don't we say behekdesh that if Hekdesh took a mashkin to make sure they pay their dues to Hekdesh, that they, that the nedarim that they made, you should have a din that you have to machzir a mashkin. The yachzir behekdesh b'kavachayim b'achayv umah b'achayv she'im mesadrin machzirin hekdesh shemesadrin din shemachzirin or mekavachayim hekdesh umah b'achayv that's not mesadrin still machzirin. Hekdesh has the mesadrin like we learned out neder be'erkachal if you want mandi yama say din shemachzirin. On Makor, the pasuk says regarding the mashkin by a b'achayv, it says, give back the mashkin when it comes shkia. So let him sleep with his pajamas. And then he'll bench you. So yotza hekdesh she'in tzarach bracha. Hekdesh doesn't need a bracha. Hekdesh is shemayim. They don't need a bracha from you. And therefore, this pasuk is being memayit hekdesh. There's also an idea of bracha by hekdesh. It says in the pasuk that you bench birchas amazim, chalas vod v'rachta. So it is a musig of bracha. Now you have to speak out. There's no such thing as you don't bench a kodesh baruch hu. There's no such thing as benching a kodesh baruch hu. What it means by bracha means that acknowledging that a kodesh baruch hu is the makar of brachas. So you want to have me, he says, what do you mean? He doesn't need bracha. The Moses says, no, we do find that a kodesh baruch needs bracha. Chalas vod v'rachta. It doesn't need bracha. What it means is there's an inyan to acknowledge the kodesh baruch hu is the makar of brachas. So, akaponim, the Gemara's kash is, that's not a mi'at. The kutch to my hektish, the idea of Iracha. Elo makro, lecha tia tzedakah. It says, whoever gives back the mashkin will get tzedakah. Will be a tzedakah for him. Misha tzarech tzedakah. Yotze hektish and tzarech tzedakah. But hektish doesn't need tzedakah. Doesn't need anything. Doesn't need, like, the tzedakah. And therefore, it's a mi'at that there's no din of machzirim by hektish. So, the Gemara vaita. A story of Eliyahu and Avi. Ashcha Rabba Baravua Eliyahu, the Koy Besakvaras, Shalev Chavim. Eliyahu and Avi was standing in the Besakvaras, Shalev Chavim. So Amalei, that's where he found him. He found him in the Besakvaras. Amalei, Maushi is Sadru Bachayv. What's the halacha by when it comes to Bachayv? Do you miss Sadru or not? Amalei answered, "Goma micha meichem erchin." You learn about micha erchin. He held that you are misogyn. He holds like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Gav erchin k'sivu machu merkecha. Gav b'chayv k'sivu v'yomachichicha. And you make a limud, just like by erchin. When you collect the money from him, you figure out how much he needs for the basics. You leave it by him and take the rest. Same thing about chayv. On top on base, he asked another question. How do you know that someone with any clothing should not take truma? So what does this mean? So like Tosis explains, really Rashi explains it, but Tosis is more clear. Look at the bottom of Tosis, Menayin La'orim. Havli Me'am Nayin Shloye Varech. The B'shosh Atarim Menu Ein Aser. El B'shosh Bracha. The Isser is to make a bracha when someone's Arim. B'shosh Bracha is also a Varech Arim. El Nakar Hakam is in the Mishnah Arim La'yitrim. It's a Mishnah says Arim La'yitrim. So what does this Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that an Arim cannot take Chuma. Why not? Arim cannot take Chuma because he can't make a bracha. So this teaches us that you can't make a bracha. What do you know you can't make a bracha when you're Arim? From the year B'chayar V'zdava. But Agav, you see from here, that someone who can make a bracha shouldn't take truma. Wait till you can make a bracha. And this is a Teichacha Megula to those people who Toivel Akeli, which is Pashas the Rice at Tfilas Kelim, and they're not sure if you have to make a bracha. So just Toivel it. They don't care about it. What do you mean? You can't Toivel it if you don't know if you have to make a bracha or not. That's the halacha. If you're not making a bracha, you're not allowed to be tovel. If someone goes to the keil mikveh and he has a keil, he says, "I'm not sure I make a bracha on this." So I can't just tovel out a bracha. No, you have to call up a rav. You can't get through the rav. You go tomorrow to cover the keil. That's straight in the gemara. Arum can't be tovel. It says this is not my shtickle tovel. Look at Rav Felder Sefer Shiurei Halacha. He brings down this idea, and this is the rav in this gemara. Oh, so we have the two shailas he asked. We asked about erichin. He answered micha micha. We have another shail about arum shliyachon. You're born a raya, huh? Yeah, you can be yotze a bracha. No, no. But he never mind you, Kaylee.
When it happens to me, I tell the guy.
But he made a bracha. He'll be yotze a bracha. Yeah, he made yotze a bracha. Yeah.
I know a big rabbi argument.
Yeah.
What?
Well, what's the argument?
You don't make a bracha. You don't. And a lot of kids don't make a bracha.
Only if it doesn't need a bracha. Amarat is not doesn't at all. No rav argues on this. They can't argue on this. It's a gemara. It's amaratus. No, I make it. Yeah, it's amaratus. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be tovel.
No, what are you saying? You have to make a bracha. Mishul has to make a bracha. What? How do you tovel a bracha? If it's a suffix, no, Shulchan Aruch says certain things. They say it broke down Shulchan Aruch. If it's a suffix.
Yeah.
No, you don't know. How can you say that?
Well, maybe on the side of the tzchid, you dismissed
that. Yeah, missed that bracha. It's a Gemara.
You're right. You missed
that. And the cloud,
so wait a second. What do you do with the Gemara? Okay, let's go back. We'll talk about it after the
Shir. Okay. Are we still recording?
Omar Lay, so he came over here and he said, Lav Kainu? Is he not, is he not, remember, two shahs were Micha Micha from Erkecha and from Orem Shaloy Yitroim. Those are two things he asked him, and he answered both things. Amalei, so he asked him, Lav Kainu, aren't you a Kain? Like we know, Delio Navi, Lefi Woman, the Amas Pinchas. So he asked him, aren't you a Kain? How can you be a basic forest? Lav Kainu, Mar? Might have become a basic forest. Why standing in a basic forest? Now, the truth is that you can ask a question, so how does Yonah come to have your bris? He comes out of the Tchum, and he goes from place to place on Shabbos. How does he do that? Teretz says, the Chassam Sefer says in Maseches Erevin, that when he comes with Dmus Malach, or Pesach he comes also, so with Dmus Malach, there's no Indian of keeping the mitzvahs. But when he comes with Dmus Adam, he has to keep the mitzvahs. So Yon over here was in the basic forest. What's he doing? He's a Kohen. Amalei, Loi Masti Mar Taharis, didn't you learn Tairis? The Tairis and the Bryce. So Rav Shimei Choyeimer, Kivreim Sha'ev Chavim Einim Matamim. The Kivreim Chav is not Matama, but oil means. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'etein Tsoini Tsoin Marisi, Odom Atem Ani Kechem Nu Mashem Elikim, and Dafka Atem Kruim Odom. Einim Chav Kruim Odom, not called Odom. And the Pasuk is Odom Kiyomus Ba Oil, that the only the din oil is only by a Adam, and a guy is not called Adam, and therefore there's no problem of oil. He wasn't touching anything; he was being oiled.
In the Goyish
cemetery. In the Goyish cemetery, he says, "Oh, he is matama, but maga masa, but not for oil." That's what he said. You didn't know you're not matama oil. What's your kasha? It's a Goyish cemetery. You didn't know you're not matama oil. No. It's pasha's oil. It's pasha's pasha. It's mechleikus in the Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down. It's close to the Gemara, and then it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Mechleikus says it's machmir. Amalei. He says, four sedarim I know, but six sedarim I don't know. Now, what's about these? Why four sedarim you know? Which ones don't you know? So Rashi explains that Moyed Nizikim and Noshim, that you know, because that's very noyig. And Kachim also, you know. Why you know Kachim? Because Rashi says that by Kachim, it says that whenever you learn it, Ki'ilu, you're being makir of the Kabbanos. So therefore, yeah, they knew Kachim also, because in the Gei Lamaisa. The Noshim, Moyed, Nizikim, and Kachim, all in the Gei Lamaisa. But Zeruim and Tyrus, they didn't know. It wasn't noyig in Chutz La'aretz. And Tyrus, it wasn't in the game anymore. So he didn't know the six dharm. Tyrus speaks out, and they were masculine to Tanya, they knew Mishnais, but they didn't know Brises. This is a Brisa. So, Amalev Amai, so why Taka don't you know them? Amalev Tchikli Mosa, I'm too busy with Panasa, and I just don't have time to learn those dharm so good. So, Davrei V'Ali Gan Eden, so Yonah V'Brom to Gan Eden, Amalev Pshoikli Mach, open up your shirt, Safi Shekoyo Mahani Tarfa, take some of these leaves. Safa shakal, he said he took some. Kavanofik, when he was leaving, Shoma the Kama, he heard them Abaskal say, Manka ochel almik Rabbi Avua. Who's eating her up the Elam Havah already, like Rabbi Avua? So, Nafat Shadinu, he said he took it, he threw it away. He didn't want to take anything from, he wanted to wait for his Elam Havah. I feel Hachi, Asligime, he brought back his shirt, and Socha Glime Recha, his shirt, Chab some of the Reach, Zavne Betresa Avidin Re, Paginul Chasvanase, and he was able to sell his glima for 12,000 dinrim. And he gave it away to the money that so he split up between his son in laws. And the reason is, Marsham Rizchir is supposed to speak out, is because he didn't want to be Nana for Maisa Nisim, and therefore he gave it away to his kids. Why didn't he give it to his sons? Because that's also like Yerusha, that's also a Shtikal Hana. He gave it away to his son in laws, and therefore, it wasn't being Nana himself from the Maisa Nisim. Now, so it comes out here, Dalyon Havah was not being raised for us. Frank Tosa Kasha, in Malachim, it's brought down the story of Benosha Amana that died, and he was Mechayim Mesim. It says, "Vayismoided ala yeled." This is Eliyahu Navi. Shalish pa'amim v'yikrel Hashem v'yema Hashem alikay toshav nafesh Hashem alikoy toshav no nefesh yeled ezal kirboy. So you see, he touched a mace. L'chayri is a kain. How can he do that? This is very tosis. And for tosis shloima shayibar loy shiachiyahu l'kachay yamutav shem kuch nefesh. He was sure he's a mechayim, therefore he's mutav kuch nefesh. Breitzach l'kasha. So what do you have to be bar loy? Even saw kuch nefesh mutter. And number two, the kasha is that he's dead. It's not the kuch nefesh. The person's dead. It's not the kuch nefesh on that. I know, but that's the kuch nefesh. So some answer that one kasha answers the other one. Yeah, so some say, but it's only by borrower. It says, that's only by to be borrower. It says, only by borrower, that's the answer kasha. Only by borrower, that's what he explains as kasha. That's what comes out from this sugya of the three things from Eliyahu HaNavi.